Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Can y'all hear us? Perfect. Perfect. All right, what up, y'all? Welcome to I Saw This on the Internet, a random podcast where comedian friends and I talk about stories that you suggest. Most of y'all have been doing a great job sending your random stories to internet@kevonstage.com. All we ask is that they are not trending. We cover those on our, you know, daily podcasts, things like that, or videos, all that there. So today's guest today, it's Jasmine W., Kenesha Buss, and Lakeisha Edwards. From Detroit, also known as Keisha E.
That's why that person just FaceTimed me. Who I don't know who they are. Don't know how they got my number. Spelled my name correctly. Had on a mask. I'm like, what the hell?
You know, before we start, I don't like unplanned FaceTimes.
Man. Yeah.
Don't FaceTime me. I only really want to FaceTime so I can see your baby. You know what I mean? Like, I want to see my niece and nephew. I ain't seen you in a minute. But like... Yeah. It feels like somebody's coming to your house unannounced.
I didn't know who this person was.
Yeah, like, why are you FaceTiming me?
And my people from the internet will FaceTime. You don't even know. They'll call you from Facebook and Instagram. I'm like, I don't know. You do not. I've had been in a bed with a dude in a random 3 in the morning FaceTiming me. I'm like, yo, answer. I don't know this person, but it looks suspect as hell.
Tyrone, don't answer. Call him.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, now I got to answer. Be like, I don't know you. Like, it's
I FaceTime Kev one time, and I felt very like, I was like, this is a violation. I didn't think he was going to answer either. I was like, this is
like,
wrong.
Why do you need to see my face?
This is wrong.
Why? Why do you need to see me right now?
Yeah.
I do. I have, only time I've ever hit somebody on Instagram on the video thing is by mistake. Yes. I've never done it on, I don't know why Instagram even has that.
First of all, I don't have an iPhone, so I actually FaceTime from Instagram, so.
Yeah.
Chill.
That's why.
And don't you say nothing with your new little cord coming in, okay?
I'm not gonna... People were like, well, actually, it's because the Europe, I know why they did it. That's not the point. I'm actually glad that they did it. The point is, Apple's always just taking stuff off to make you buy it.
Yeah. What are they doing now?
So now the USB, instead of USB, it's a USB-C cord is going to power your iPhone.
Which I hate because I love telling iPhone people, wait, no, I don't got, you can't use my charger.
The cord you use now won't work. So the cord that goes into your laptop will also be able to power your phone, which apparently Android has like...
You said on a new phone.
On the new
phone. Oh, okay. I was like...
But like, dog, I have so many iPhone cords.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm annoyed with because I got them in my backpack for travel. I got them all in my car. Yeah. Having to go and replace those is really annoying.
Yeah.
I like being able to have headphones in here.
Man. Yeah.
Apple be doing shit just because they can't. What y'all niggas gonna do?
And that's how they do. And then this is what I don't like. Since we going in, we actually took the charger block out to save the environment because we can, nigga, shut up. You're lying. Well, if we have reduced the carbon footprint, you don't want to make them. Nope. So you just be like, y'all should have a block by now. That's your whole marketing. You ain't got no block by now, bro. Yeah. Boy, I'm not giving you one.
They do.
They used to come with headphones.
No, at all phones. They stopped coming with headphones and now the new Samsung. You can't even, you don't get a charger now. You have to buy your own charger.
Oh.
Headphone. Yeah, they stopped coming with charger.
They just give you the phone.
Yeah.
That's it. You just only the phone?
Yeah. Wow. You don't even get a charger now.
You don't get no charger
What if it's your first cell phone?
You got to buy the charger.
Yeah.
You got to buy the charger. They do not. Cause it used to come with a box of everything. You'd be like, oh, look at all this. That phone, nigga.
That's all you
don't have a lid on your shit. Phone.
It was
handing your phone on a paper towel. Yeah. Here, man.
It don't even have the stuff to the phone that usually hold it. It's just in a loose box with no lid. Phone.
It's in a bag.
You about to take it out anyway,
the thing
right?
Is, there's not much we can do.
Nothing.
Like, what you gonna do?
Nobody,
tell Apple no. Go to Android. They don't even give you a cord.
A charger.
Yeah.
I used to talk a lot of trash about Android until I saw the numbers on how many Android people have the app. And I was like, dang, I'm going to be quiet. But why don't, and I don't know, maybe you know this, Amir, because you be knowing stuff or people watching. Why apps always come out on iPhone first?
It's easier to develop for.
Why though? Is it?
Because Apple makes it so that when you develop an app for an iPhone, it works on every iPhone that supports that operating system. Whereas Android is like a PC. You know how many PCs
yeah.
there are?
Yeah.
They just Android is an open source platform, yeah. so anybody can basically make an Android phone.
So your app you has to be more developed to be on Android.
You have to focus in on a specific phone, and then if you focus on that phone, well, then it runs great on that phone, but it won't run great on the other phone that other people may have, which is like the new Folds, like Samsung makes the Galaxy Fold phones or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those are cool. But the apps suck on them because they're not optimized for a folding phone. When you open it up, it's a bigger screen. They're not made for that.
Got it.
So it's like, it's just not optimized. So their apps will be fragmented. They'll come to Apple first because people on iPhones will pay. Mm-hmm. They spend like yeah. 3-4 times more than people who do on Android.
Because they're doing better in life?
No, it's just that they trust.
Because they are cheap and they have been tricked to think that it's
probably a lot of younger
a
people.
Status symbol. Meanwhile, we have the best pictures. All your screens are
but
now.
Your picture come in like.
But when it's no. Yeah, when it's
no, it does not. And you guys just stop having rough thumbs. Every iPhone I know, screen cracked. You guys now have our screens. That's why your screens don't crack no more. You have Android screens. So
but,
we actually. Go ahead.
But how is Apple cheap and Android people? We be saying the same stuff.
Yeah. When y'all do y'all Instagram stories, though, they be in the past. Like, way, way back in the past. I'd
with
be
a
like,
clear,
where was this?
With a clearer vision, though. No
shade against Android people, but I just don't understand why the stories look like that.
It's the app.
Yeah, they need to do something because
American
it's like...
Cam just be knowing stuff.
Whoever's just behind them, you have to know stuff. If you don't know stuff, you
everything.
Can't operate.
Yes.
You're just like, so when quantum physics came about, how that worked?
No yeah. Google, no nothing, y'all. They just back there knowing.
Every yeah. time.
You know, this week has been hell for me because this room and everything's just been ridiculous. Like, this was troubleshooting all week. Like, yesterday it was just chaos. We had to use Kev's phone tethered to the computer to... do a StreamYard call
and everything. I found out you
can
plug
like,
the phone directly in. You can plug the USB into your phone and use the hotspot tethered.
Dang.
I knew you could use it as a hotspot. Mm-hmm. I didn't know you could, like, if that ain't working, you could plug it in.
Oh, that's right. Well, I'm going to call you. Who wants to be a millionaire? Yo, hit me to Kev on stage, okay? I know this motherfucker.
Get the nigga behind the camera. Behind the camera. What is E equal MC squared? What does C is? All right, first story. ABC apologizes over video of twerking dancers at Navy ship launch. This actually happened in Australia. We're just talking about this. They were launching a new Navy ship in Australia, and they got some dancers. And now I'll show you guys, but twerking is a little...
I can already tell.
What kind of twerking? Because you have to understand, twerking actually is cultural, and we have just sexualized it more over here, but they all look white.
They are, and I don't think that's really twerking.
Ooh, like going on the ground. Stick with it. Stick with it. Oh, she's struggling.
That's so unseasoned.
Oh, she's struggling.
I'm show
right
y'all.
That should look like a Barbie movie dance routine. Because what?
Oh my gosh.
Twerking is culturally relevant. I don't know how well y'all can see this, but calling it twerking is a little bit of a stretch.
That is the Jamaican Ronda River. Ronda Boy.
Yeah. That's the twerking they talked about. But that's not really twerking.
Everybody is so off. She tried her.
This is. They should have did a cultural.
They look like a whole bunch of M. Bisons.
Oh, God.
Or who was the little white girl on Street Fighter with the red beret? Stephanie or something?
This should look
bless their
AI.
Heart.
Good, that is
They're
terrible.
Apologizing for the level of... for having them or for what they
First
did.
First of all, they need to be apologizing for pissing off the sailors. Don't know if I want to see this. If you go twerk something.
Once I saw it wasn't black girls, I was like, all right, well, we'll just see if it's twerking. Cammy, that was her name. That's what they looked like. The whole bunch of Cammies. But they got in trouble because they were like, you are the Australian Navy. You can't be having this promiscuous dancing. And the Navy apologized. The Navy apologized and ABC apologized for covering the event.
Just for covering the event?
That's... For covering because they said we can do what they believe.
These young ladies.
Somebody's seen it first. It's like, yeah, this
it looks like
it.
ABC booked them, though. 101 Doll Squadron is the name of the dance group. And the Navy said, we are very disappointed at ABC's deceptive editing of their video piece, which cut to the guests and dignitaries who were not in attendance. Oh, this is something else. Apparently they show the twerking and they cut to the camera, but the people wasn't right there. So they made it seem like they was watching the twerking.
So is the Navy like very strict?
Yeah.
I believe so.
The military is
strict. The Navy's the ones that be fucking.
No, and they do. And that's a fact. But
okay.
That's how who in the military don't be
that's
smashing.
All they do is go to different places.
But that's what I'm saying. Like why they I don't know.
What else you want them to do in a submarine?
No, I'm not mad at it. I'm saying, why are they so outraged at the dancers as if like it's a...
I think people like to pretend that stuff ain't what stuff is. And then when you see something, you be like, oh, this is...
And they've been, they've been wild.
The Navy?
Yeah. Oh, listen, I'm going to just tell you guys a story, and I'm going to send you guys, I'll post it, the news clip, because I searched for it for years. So back in the day, women wasn't in the military. My grandmother and her friends snuck on the naval ship in Bremerton, and they was trying to kick it. And they ended up getting... But they end up, the FBI got called and everything, so my grandmother's on the front of the newspaper being escorted by the FBI and everything off the naval ship, because they went up there to turn up with the...
Yes, I got that.
Finally, after years, found the newspaper article, and so I have it at my house. But yeah, it's wild on a Navy boat. She had it. So when I'm like, oh, that's where I get it from.
I was like,
they were hiding in the broiler room.
Your personality is hereditary. Yeah,
right.
Bean gonna be turning up.
Oh, yeah. And the article says, we was just trying to get to California to lay on the beach and hang out. But
they was gonna ride a Navy ship from Washington to California. They not in the military.
They not.
You can't just take people.
And they had a couple. My grandmother said they were banging. I don't know if she's gonna get mad about this, but they were banging on the boiler room going, open up this whore.
I'm going to get another call.
Okay.
This is Kenesha's grandmother.
She's going to be using none of these episodes. Gail's going to be like, can y'all come back next week so we can re-record?
I'm going to post the article on my Instagram today so you can see it. And it's crazy because the FBI, the women had skirts down to their ankle and a little... It's so funny. But yeah, so I was like, I see where I get everything from.
That is hilarious.
Yes, the Navy's popping.
I need to find me a little Navy boiler room, honey. A little ship.
Jasmine, I got a bunch of stuff to do today.
I got some research, some homework after that.
And I like to promote the Patreon and let people know what they're missing out on. But if you don't watch this episode all day, you really don't get all the jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Because this group, the jokes build from the day. Yeah. But you watch this episode 3 weeks from now, people are like, what are they talking about?
Yeah.
And the Patreon is like, I get it. Y'all don't know why that's funny that Jasmine got a lot of stuff to do today. Just watch. Oh, and that's what you missed out on. Because the Patreon is like, because remember the first episode?
Then
she got the Jehovah's Witness. She had to go down there. You got the ozone layer. She got to check that out. She got a lot of stuff to do today. We got to get her out here early. She got a busy evening.
My calendar is getting full.
They're in San Diego, aren't they?
The Navy?
Oh.
Yeah. I'm in San Diego.
Yeah. They're, I met a lot of Navy people. Most people I know, it's funny.
A lot of dudes in Tokyo that was
In the Navy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny because a lot of times people are like, man, you know, anybody in the military is patriotic. And I'm like,
niggas wanted chargers. And so they went to get that check so they could get them a charger. Okay, and now they don't even make them a niggas no more. So now you just stuck serving the country and you got to get a RAV4.
So many more people who are in the military specifically because they got somebody pregnant. They're like, I need a place to live. I need BAH, BAQ. It ain't to serve our country. No sense of duty.
All. Absolutely not.
A charger.
Yeah.
A job.
Money.
A house.
School.
Yeah.
I want to get out of here. I'm the streets.
Yes.
But serving America.
Yeah.
Black folks. No.
That's why my sister was in the Marines for 9 years.
Really?
She just wanted to run away. That's it.
And they're going to take you somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I also didn't know that the military didn't recruit in everybody's school. Apparently, in inner city schools, it's way more common for the military to recruit inside your schools. So people from affluent schools, they were like, what are you talking about? The military.
I didn't know that they recruited us.
I know. I used to sit there.
I'll tell you what kind of school you went to.
Yeah. I had no idea.
They had sat in my lunch.
They should have got them.
They had a recruiting table in my lunch room. All the time. Because, you know, when you turn 18, you can join the military without your parents. I remember my nephew, he went to school on a military base, and, like, so much of the graduation was, like, we got all the people joining and stuff like that. But my son's school now Ain't no military. Yeah. They don't even.
Yeah, I didn't know they came.
No, they will. And it's unfortunate too because they recruit a lot of people. I got a homegirl, and every time they kept trying to send her off, she would get pregnant. So she got a gang of kids right now. I'm not gonna say her name, but she got, and she's mad at her mom to this day.
Regardless,
because she was like, I signed up and I was too young. So every time they tried, because 9/11, all the stuff started happening, her ass just kept getting pregnant. So she got a gang of kids. So she ain't never been shipped off because they can't ship you pregnant. They can't deploy you if you're pregnant. So she knew her got pregnant, got a gang of kids. Bitch, ain't never seen a piece of war. Do you understand me? A gang of fucking kids.
She got a gaggle of children?
Yes.
You sending me where?
How many kids she got?
They gonna be coming from kids.
Oh, that's a lot.
7, 8 now?
What?
Yeah.
You're like, you were counting spades books.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think she got a set of twins, if I'm not mistaken. I think there's a set of twins in there. Now I gotta go. I'm gonna go to Instagram.
Is there a time period after you give birth that they can be like, all right, you got this much time, then we taking you?
I'm pretty sure there's a time, but I don't know what the time limit, because you gotta, like, I'm breastfeeding. If you're, especially if you're nursing, breastfeeding, or like, there's a lot of stuff that goes into that, but every time they try to deploy her, her ass got pregnant. And she was not.
My cousin went, but they sent him back.
Send him back from war?
That nigga back. You going back to Detroit. We are good on you. We used to call him Animal from the Muppet Babies.
Did they kick him out of the military?
Yeah, go. Just go. Just fuck. Don't worry about the paperwork. Just go.
Right. Keep back. The uniform. Keep the bags.
Just go back.
I ain't gonna get dog tags.
Just don't worry about no paperwork. Hey, man, you out. You're not in the Army no more. Just go.
They Beyonce him. It's better than not have your luggage. It's better to just get on the flight and not have your luggage than to stay
my
here.
Favorite Beyonce clip. She wanted that girl gone so bad. Don't worry about your stuff.
Yeah, we'll send it to you.
It's better than missing a flight than you ain't got. You got your luggage and you don't go.
Yeah, no,
the girl was like, I need my stuff. You don't.
Beyonce sent somebody home from.
You the never one seen girl. This?
Yeah, no. I'm
man,
I'm
you
like,
sure? Oh, you ain't never seen.
Get your head in the game.
The girl that was there for 6 months.
Was it Farrah?
Farrah.
She was original like Destiny Child.
No, she was the sex. She wasn't original.
If you do Beyonce and Farrah, luggage comes out. Let me.
She's the second run. So they had.
Oh, I don't know. No,
she came with Michelle.
Yeah, and then
she got out.
Yeah,
and it was just Michelle. This is her. No, Beyonce.
You got it. You have to see it. It is.
Beyonce thought Pharrell was an airhead.
You might have to go straight to the airport.
I have no luggage.
I'm rolling.
Well, it's better for you to go home and not have luggage. Where y'all coming?
Not.
Well, somebody can send your luggage. 4 days before I get all my stuff.
Well,
it's either that or
you're
gonna probably miss your flight.
Beyonce said,
"Leave." Because we're not rebooking this. Oh, you taking this ticket or you not going home?
Beyonce said, "It's not."
It's better for you to go home.
Beyonce was like,
"Yeah, like
I want you gone. I don't know how else to make it more clear. You're not getting it.
Right?
Leave my presence."
Well, yeah, they Beyonce them.
Listen.
Yeah, they Beyonce them.
They send them with no luggage.
Coming back
to Detroit.
Uncle Sam doesn't want you.
Right. Go on. All
right. This next story is just, it's clever to me. Not clever. I'll just read it, guys. I don't know how to describe it. I just thought it was funny to me. Spanish civil servant skips work for 6 years and no one notices. But you have to hear the best part. While half of the battle of a successful career, this is the article, is showing up for Joaquin Garcia, not going to work was actually more lucrative. Only when the 69-year-old Spanish civil servant was expected to receive an award for 2 decades of loyal service did anyone notice that he had not gone to work for at least 6 years. Garcia was employed as an engineer by the Municipal Water Board in Cadiz, Spain, where his job was to supervise a wastewater treatment plant. He was still on the payroll, said the deputy mayor who had hired him. And I thought, where is this man? Is he still here? Has he retired? Has he died? After the former manager of the water board, whose office was across from Garcia, told Fernandez he had not seen his employer for several years. The deputy mayor decided to question Garcia and call him in. I asked him, what are you doing? Fernandez said, what did you do yesterday, the previous month? He could not answer. A court this week finally slapped Garcia with a fine of 27,000 euros, almost 30,000 U.S., the most his former could legally reclaim. After finding out the engineer did not occupy his office for at least 6 years and had done no work between 2007 and 2010.
The fact that his office is right across from the boss and it was ballsy enough to not
How show you just up? Not go? Like, no call, no show.
Dog, do you realize if this was me, I would have done this. I would have been home and Liz like this. They gotta have to get a video. I gotta see how long I can get away with this.
Yeah.
And then finding out they can only take 30 grand for 6 years.
So and an engineering job, that's a lot of money. So that ain't shit. But could you imagine but your what check happened just keep
with the
coming.
Project you was working on for 6 years? That's why construction been going on for so long.
Right.
You just don't be showing up.
Nah.
Especially because he's the supervisor, so niggas don't care. Don't nobody want the supervisor at work anyway, so ain't nobody saying. Hoping this motherfucker ain't come. We all on the day. You know, you be acting a fool in the supervisor like, this nigga ain't
it,
never
like,
here.
Was it planned or was it just like he missed a couple days and was like,
I think
nobody noticed.
If anybody, that's
six
how
years.
It had to be.
6 years go by.
Yeah. I think a person like, I don't think nobody gonna notice
for a day. He had a sick leave and then just never was like, yeah.
And then the day becomes a week and he's like, I'm gonna try out a month.
Yeah.
If you get away with a month, you're like, nigga, no one's ever gonna figure this out.
Yeah.
Can you imagine six years of getting
is
a paycheck?
A long time of nothingness and still getting your money.
Nah. But then you got caught because they were trying to honor you.
Nigga
ain't did right. No, you don't even deserve to be honored.
They were like, yeah, what is
you
the criteria?
You couldn't even show up for that.
Why are they on? That's my question. When I read the article, I was like, this ain't really nothing. But then when I read that, why were you honoring him? What
you know,
about
the rest
him?
Of the workers completed the shit.
I was working in the wrong country.
I used to be an HRVP. This man worked for 14 years. And he probably knew that job back and forth and realized he didn't have to do it no more. Yeah. I don't think he should have had to pay nothing. I really don't think he should have had to pay anything.
He did good enough to get a war.
I wonder why it's only $30,000 he has to pay back.
Well, apparently that's the legal amount that you can reclaim for getting away with this. I guess there's like a statute of limitations on how much you can have.
I think they should have just let him go and let him know.
You got to charge that to the game, man.
Yeah.
That's not on him. That's on y'all.
It's the boss's fault, actually.
He got fired? What happened?
Because he probably lost his job.
What if he get fired and then filed for unemployment?
That's why he get unemployed. Yeah. That nigga still get his pension.
Could you imagine?
I need to talk to him. That's where he really to go. He owned something.
Oh, no. When he got in trouble, he just retired.
Oh,
and
see?
Still got his
see?
I was 69 when they caught him.
That
so
man, he,
so
let that man live.
Retire at 63.
He was like, well, I can get my Social Security now. Yes. That clicked in 65.
Yeah, he was 61 and said, fuck this. I've been working too long. I don't blame him.
Gosh. Can you imagine getting the call you hear me? Like, hello? What? Nigga, I ain't. What? In the war?
6 years.
Who is this? Oh, this is my job. Okay, Bob. Yeah, what? No, I'm going to be up there. You mean he don't know where the badge is? Hold on. Let me see. Where is my 6 years?
They didn't move offices. He don't even know where the new office is. That's crazy.
The key card don't work. Like, he don't know where none of the stuff is at.
Man.
And a war? For what? Oh, yeah, I should.
He got an old ass lunch still in the fridge.
Yeah.
I do be coming every single day.
That's
ain't
right.
Missed
all the pictures
day.
Still on his desk. Like,
yeah, I'm gonna be
somebody
up there.
Somebody could have told him. Somebody could have just hit him up like, hey, you might want to be here tomorrow.
I would never have told the story. Right. I would have just been like,
because
I bet I would have said, you better be in here tomorrow. You better get your ass in here tomorrow.
I've been here in 6 years, but I'm gonna tell you right now.
Yeah,
you don't even know how to do this stuff no more. Can you imagine trying to remember a password to a work computer after 6 years?
They didn't upgrade those. This ain't even the same. Oh my god,
they got Wi-Fi now. What the fuck?
Yo, I want to interview. I like, what was he doing for those 6 years?
Chilling.
You know what? I always talk about though. When you good at your job, I bet you he was. This man shouldn't have to pay nothing.
He's probably been there.
He was so
years.
Good at his job that he could leave for 6 years and nobody
and
noticed.
Nothing was affected. To where he got honored. Like, man, you've been killing the game.
Yeah,
you the best in the city.
That is hilarious.
You're up for a promotion, my guy.
Right.
The people around him really had to keep his job going. But after 6 years, I mean, most of us who worked in corporate America, we didn't all date drug dealers or sell drugs. But most of us have
worked in corporate America. I didn't sell drugs.
But most of us have had to pick up the slack of somebody else's job or do, especially your boss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, the fact that, listen, I didn't want to say this. When I worked at Boeing, I used to be like, we do not need this many people here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I'm not going to tell Mr. Boeing that because I'm going to take my little 50 grand. But I'm like, bro, I really shouldn't be getting. I used to be in there like, I should not be getting paid this much to do this little amount of work. Mm. And I felt like everybody knew that.
Yeah.
But who are me?
Yeah. Right.
Who gonna ask for more? I'm not gonna ask for more work. I hate this job. Right. As right. a man. Right. Yeah, man, I'm swamped. That was my favorite part of this job.
Swamp.
Acting like I'm swamped or something that I know takes me 30 minutes. I can't do this meeting, guys. I'm so backed up. I have a privacy screen on my other monitor because it's YouTube videos right. playing all day. I ain't done a lick of work. Yeah, Kev, yeah. What's up? Yeah, I'm just really knee deep in it right now.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
When I lived in San Francisco, my first jobs, I would be gone for like 3 or 4 hours. I'd be doing commercial auditions. I would walk across San Francisco because I couldn't afford an Uber. I'd walk across, walk back to, it'd be 3 hours.
Damn, I should have been in corporate America.
Yeah.
I'm a damn teacher. What? Them kids, no, you go.
People used to be like, if you on Twitter all day, you ain't got no real job. No. Like, the better maybe. Job you have, the more free time. I was at Boeing going to Target, reading I was sitting reading magazines. Nobody, because the whole culture, and I can speak really because I mean, what they gonna do to me,
right?
But the whole culture of there, like the company had really got so efficient that you didn't need that many people,
yeah.
But they didn't want, because you got to bill engineering hours, you can't lay them off, because then people are gonna be like, why are you charging me $27 million if you don't need to do all this? So they're not gonna say nothing. I'm still billing you, bro. I try to get them because we had Dells, but the design team had Apples. Computers.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, my Dell not working. Can I get one of the they was like, is you on the design team? I was like, yeah, they asked me to do some stuff.
Oh my God.
Can you get that paper on the printer?
Exactly. Because I was trying to be able to edit.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I know them come with iMovie.
Oh my God.
I was this close. But they were like, man, we got a backup on the Apple. Man, we have to get you in a couple months. And then Zay got the movie and I quit. But I was like, I was looking over their shoulder, like, I'm gonna be using these, bro. Because I had the big old bulky Dell that I had to put my badge in. I was like, y'all got the new Macs over here with the design team? They're like, can you draw? I was like, man, I can draw a plane.
Yeah.
I can draw a plane.
Oh,
so you got the man with the cones. A stick figure with the cones.
You know how wide is the nigga who can't draw? Be like, I was
I
trying
could,
to be out of the
design
team.
Can draw a plane? That kid, he is look like a little cartoon plane.
The inside with the seats, you know, next to the aerial view.
I mean, these people are legit illustrators. They're doing engineering drawings and stuff. And I'm talking about the plane core.
Is that a platypus?
Don't be so schematic drawing. I'm telling you. Oh, let me put the window in.
Right? The boys was having all them issues.
I was gone by.
Oh, my God.
But the point is, when you're in corporate America and your job is good, look, the Patreon people right now, how many of y'all at work? Put a fax machine in the comments right now. If you at work, home, or remote, put a fax machine if you right now watching this while you are currently being paid.
Hello, fax machine. So.
Look at us.
I sure am.
Yo.
This is like scrolling through so fast.
Damn.
From the fax machine.
That is nigga, the most.
That's so wild. Look how fast it's going.
Somebody said on Patreon, y'all going to do our songs on the internet. I'm going to put focus meeting, focus time on my calendar so nobody come in my office.
That's hilarious.
And I'll do it again. They said that they can't watch the podcast because they be laughing at work. And they can't explain why something's funny at your job.
Yeah,
they're
working from home.
And close my door real quick. Yeah, I really got to lock in. I'm so behind. It's still going.
That's
crazy.
This is my job, man. I give y'all something to do when y'all should be at work because that's what I needed when I was at Boeing. I had 8 hours is a long time to fill.
Man, it's nonstop, y'all. Everybody is
sad. That's
wild. Oh, somebody got to work in the house. You working from home. I got that.
Y'all know y'all can make y'all calendars private so people can't see what's on your calendar. Like,
for sure.
Yo, the whole, you that's and your hilarious. Supervisor watching this shit,
right.
too. Like, hold the fuck
up. That happened at our show in New Orleans. Somebody came and said, I took PTO and I came to the show. I was like, don't say that loud. No, this is my manager right here. We drove together. No, she said, I didn't take PTO. Yeah, she's like, I'm on the clock right now. Imagine, like, it's cool. I approved that.
That is hilarious.
Why are y'all telling me? They had to meet and greet early. Still get paid. Yeah, yeah. I'm working to 11 tonight.
I hope they weren't nurses. What did they do?
I don't know what their job was.
Oh, my God, y'all.
Duh, that's hilarious.
That's the only, when that I worked for Kwame, it was crazy. Like that. That was the best job ever.
Yeah.
Where you were where?
When I worked for Kwame Kilpatrick.
Oh, you get paid on the table? That's true.
I was just
getting paid on the table.
There, my dad just didn't want me caught up in the bullshit, okay? There will be no paper trail. My name will be not on any indictment record.
An envelope full of cash.
I will not be subpoenaed.
I want your life in TV form or a book. Was that your first job or your first real job?
That was my first real job.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I had something. I mean, that Boeing was the best, man.
Well, actually, I mean, ish. Like, I worked in, like, the plant for the summer. Mm-hmm. Like, for, I ain't do no work, though.
Damn, but I want a corporate job.
I ain't do no work. The hardest job ever is actually when I worked at Burger King. You cannot be on your phone and make Whoppers, drop fries. Yeah. Like, them people really be working. Boeing.
I've never worked at fast food either.
Yeah.
Bruh.
I would work at Chrysler for... Oh, no, I didn't work it for it. Chrysler and GM in the summertime when I would come home from college.
Them people really, fast food, retail, they are really working. People with that job, with that door closed, they watching Fool. I was watching Paid in Full at work.
Damn it.
I found out how many YouTube has Fool movies that are free. I was like, nigga, Paid in Full? That's 2 hours gone. And when I worked at Boeing, I asked for the earliest shift ever because I was like, I didn't want nobody to, I don't want to fake. So from 5 to 7, I didn't even have to even pretend.
Yeah.
I used to come in, turn my work, get my fake screen ready, keep going. And I'm talking about watching movies. There's nobody in there at 5 a.m. I'm in my desk at 5 a.m. Yeah. It's dark outside. Like, oh, everybody eats free. 2 hours of stress. I remember I left work one time and went and watched The Avengers. Came back. I got sick one time. They were like, you don't got to tell, because I got, I had hives or shingles.
Oh,
and I was like, let me tell my manager. They're like, you ain't got to tell them nothing. And I was like, we all work for Boeing? Like, you ain't got to disclose nothing. You can go home for a week. You don't have to tell them why. I was like, oh, dang, okay. Remember we had a kinesiologist. They was like, do a little, I got all the stuff. I had the big mouse with the ball. I had the special chair.
Yeah, ergonomic chair.
Just so I can watch my movies more comfortable. My back is hurt.
I need a better chair because.
I got the ergonomic chair.
Funny. He got his snacks going.
I know they mad at me, man, because I was terrible. I stole notebooks.
Boy, I'm going to try and recoup $30,000.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I done gave it to you. I done flown on y'all planes a lot. Southwest bought all y'all planes. I done did my part.
My first job at Waterburger, man, only thing I really remember about that job, I had a terrible boss, but I ate also so many chicken strips. They used to be hot. I used to put them in my pocket.
Damn.
And I used to take a bite between every. I would drop those chicken strips on the hour and cook myself chicken strips every hour on the hour. And I put them in my pocket because you can't eat. I'll put them in my pocket. They be hot, be wiggling, they be burning my skin.
You had loose hot
chicken. 3rd degree chicken.
Yeah.
Chicken tender burns.
Chicken tenders in your work pants.
Waterburger chicken tenders are so
Samsung
good.
Samsung strips. Here, just put them in your pocket.
I call you pocket strips.
That's pocket strips.
I had pocket sausage when I was a kid. You was what, a teenager?
Yeah, I was like 16, 17.
Oh, that is hilarious.
That inner pocket burn is wild.
Yeah.
You didn't get lint on the chicken strip?
You what?
Get lint?
So? You can just crust lint it ain't never. You find an edible in your pocket, it's got lint, you eat it. Who cares? A chicken strip with lint, who cares?
Why you can't eat at Whataburger? Why they don't want you to eat the stuff?
You're supposed to eat on your lunch break, but I get hungry in between. And I drop a few chicken strips. And you got to take them out because the manager be like, who them for? You be like, you put them in your pocket.
Hot ass pocket strips.
You don't like wrapping it after nothing. He's just be loose in the pocket.
You got to move quick. You ain't got time for all that.
You have sauce to dip, or you just eat?
I don't need sauce.
Perfect. Greasy as hell. Why your jeans so greasy?
I don't need sauce for mine.
You need your little apron. Tuck them in the front.
I'll be so surprised. I eat them straight out the grease.
You need to get one of the fry boxes and put them in your pocket. And then you can at least drop them in the box. I have the pocket protectors.
Who this fuck?
No, for real.
Nobody checking inventory like, man, every time Jasmine go, we sell more chicken strips than ever.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, snap. You ever get home and find a random strip like, oh, I didn't even eat
a little piece. That little piece be at the bottom. Not a whole strip.
This is a little nugget.
For real.
A little nugget.
I love Whataburger, man.
Yeah, they're good.
That spicy ketchup is amazing.
I'm about to try it next time.
All right. I don't know why Jess is saying I don't need no sauce. So funny. I take them straight.
They're good like that.
That's how I used to be at Burger King. I used to be making my own stuff. I was like, I'm gonna switch this on, y'all.
I didn't count Subway. I was when I got out of college assistant manager at Subway. Now, what I did do one time is, you know, you take the, because at Subway, you start making your own sandwich. I would bring in the pizzas and then use all they topping to make these extravagant pizzas. Ooh. But one time I got one of the things and mashed all the cookie dough and made a big ass cookie cake and fucked that shit was all the flavors mixed together. It was huge. And the sad part is I had made it because I was dieting. I was doing really well and then I just had a breakdown. And so I just mashed all and I remember going in the bathroom looking at myself just like
disgusting. Like, why you do that?
Big crumbs on your mouth.
But I mean, I'm telling you, it was the best cookie. Yes, all of them just, yes, but I was, and I, man,
but wait, how
do
you cook it?
In the oven. We have the, just where we bake the bread on. So we have these big sheets that we bake the bread and the cookies on. And they have little, like, there's a mat where you set the little cookies. I threw the mat and just put the cookie, like, man. And then it just melted to a big-ass fucking cookie cake.
Yeah.
You should see yourself in the mirror just being like.
It was crumbs. I was just like, because I was doing so well. I had been, like, 2 months, no sugar. Nigga, just lost it. That's why you got to have a cheat day or you'll just binge and lose it. You have to have a cheat day. Because you'll just, because you imagine just fresh cookies in your nose while you're dieting every day. You're like, nigga, one day I'm gonna bite one of these motherfucking cookies. And I couldn't decide, so I'm like, I want all of them. All of them. Put all the flavors, nigga.
No, them flavors. Them oatmeal cookies.
Man, listen. We didn't have, I mean, this goes way back. I remember when they got the toasted oven. So I was there, but when the toasted oven was implemented. But I ate the whole sheet. That was all, every piece.
Then you looked at yourself. A tear came.
Shit, I was doing so good.
I was like 2 months.
I've been there, man. I'm not going to have nothing, man. Yeah. Then when you break, you break all the way.
Bad.
And then I'm not even getting back on the train. It's just going this way.
Man, you go on a restaurant tour and go get your favorite thing from 8 different places and just sit down.
Yeah.
I used to come back in town. Yeah.
Man.
All right, y'all. This has been a song.
I start
Keisha
my diet Monday.
Kanisha Bus Pocket Strips.
Pocket
Strips. If you have any funny stories that are old and crazy, please submit them to internet@kevonstage.com. Please follow these lovely ladies on social media. Engage with their content, their podcasts, their shows. Pull up when they come to your city. Protect black women. Put the chicken in your pocket. No sauce. I'll see y'all next time.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.